Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or on SiegelRadio.com. customer. That's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to having a financing planner plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. What are we celebrating? We got to look in. Oh, yes, indeed. It's someone else's fault today. That's if anything that goes wrong today, anything that happens, just remember today is Friday the 13th, and you have the authority to blame someone else today. It is National Blame Someone Else Day today. Although for some people, we'll get into this one in a little bit. It's also National Rubber Ducky Day today. Or if you have beaten anorexia as I have, you may want to go with National Peach Melba Day. That's a little food commentary there. Culinary delight. What's happening in the markets as we move along through this day? The Dow Jones Industrial Average up a little bit, 14.40 points. Buy the news, sell the rumor. We're getting closer and closer to that thought process. I'm just sharing that with you. That would not surprise me to see the market have some sort of corrections over the next week or so as we move into the installation, the inauguration. I want to share something with you. I'm not sharing with you anything political right here. I'm just sharing with you the news. The news is what it is. Yeah, that's right. It is what it is. So we are seeing right now the numbers, the consumer confidence numbers. And I've got a chart. I'm going to share this chart on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. It's called the Consumer Confidence Index. It's out by the Conference Board Consumer Confidence. And they do this regularly. But they're looking at what the spike is from the elections of our three last presidents. So when President Bush was elected, there was no spike. The consumer confidence dropped. If you remember when he was elected initially back in 2000, yeah, they had the to wait and figure out who won the court case. So there was a drop there. President Obama in 2009, when he was elected, there was a slight increase in consumer confidence. President-elect Trump, a very, very significant increase in consumer confidence. Now, generally, when you look back at the numbers, and that's why I wanted to bring this up to you, is there is an increase from the time of the election, the inauguration, and then when they have to start governing, consumer confidence drops. That's exactly what happened with President Obama. We don't know, obviously, what's going to happen with President-elect Trump. Consumer confidence has been skyrocketing since the election. We'll see what happens with once he's actually sworn in and starts doing the actual governing. Just a little bit of a number there for you to follow if you are an investor in the markets. Also, we want to share with you oil. Yeah, we talk about that almost every morning here because in a state of confusion, gas prices are a big issue. Oil down 39 cents as we speak right now. How does that translate in gas prices? Well, the national average, according to AAA, 235.1. Yes, up about 20% from 1 year ago at this time. Here in the state of confusion, we're at 281.2 is the average. Down a little bit from last year, up from last month. Just interesting information to share with you as well. And the 10-year Treasury, what's happening with the 10-year Treasury? Well, yesterday we talked a little bit about the results of the 10-year Treasury. It's up this morning 5.5 basis points, 0.055. You're looking at percentages. 10-year Treasury. That's what our seniors live off is the 10-year Treasury in most instances. So I'm going to share that number with you as well. Yes, our seniors are living off of the 10-year Treasury. That's what drives the mortgage market. 2.416. is the current number for the 10-year treasury. I was talking or listening to a friend of mine, Steve Harney. He's a regular. I get a lot of great information from our friends over there, the crew at KCM. But they're chatting this morning. This year, or actually last year, 2016, we had the lowest mortgage rates in history, or since they've been collecting that data from by Freddie Mac. The average interest rate, average 30-year fixed rate mortgage, was 3.65% in 2016, the lowest annual average ever recorded by Freddie Mac, and they started keeping track of this in 1971. So when I hear folks talk about the idea of interest rates being high, what are they talking about? It's kind of ridiculous, don't you think?
It's ridiculous.
Yes, they have gone up a little bit. If you try and time the market, you're going to be in serious trouble. But there are people that still think that they can time the market. Not a good thing to attempt to do, especially in light of the fact that many, many institutions are projecting interest rates to be higher. Now, a lot of the existing institutions, the companies or institutions that we work with on a regular basis, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Mortgage Bankers Association, the National Association of Realtors. Some of them are not even putting projections out for 1 year out from now. They're all talking about by the end of the fourth quarter 2017, this year, 4.43% is what they're looking at for the interest rates. But then we take that a step further to look and say, okay, what do some of the other institutions say? Zillow's chief economist says he would not be surprised if the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage hits 4.75%. Mark Fleming, the chief economist at First American, I see mortgage rates getting closer to 5% at the end of next year, being this current 2017. Jonathan Smoke, chief economist, Realtor.com, our forecast is saying we expect mortgage rates to hit 4.5%. So the idea here, 4.625 to 4.75 is what the vast majority of the economists are saying. Why would you wait to buy a home if that's what numbers are looking at? So we'll talk more about that because we're going to also talk about what the appreciation numbers look like. Interest rates have gone up a little today. They were ticking down all week. Well, today they're up a little bit. Usually investors are going to pay more attention to retail sales than the produce price index of inflation data. Hasn't been the case today. The Labor Department reported wholesale level prices rose 0.3% in December. That was much a match for expectations. Prices excluding the things we need the most, volatile food and energy, rose 0.2%, double what Wall Street was expecting. Retail sales rose 0.6% last month. The expectation was 0.7%, again excluding auto sales. Rose 0.2%. That was down significantly. Consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan came in at 98.1, down from a tick from the December reading of 98.2. No big deal there. But we're still not saving any money as a society. That's the big issue in the news. Most Americans are one medical emergency away from financial. We're watching the news right now as the Senate already did a partial repeal of the Unaffordable Care Act. The House of Representatives, they're working on their repeal of the Unaffordable Care Act as well. Be aware, this is a big issue because I'm hearing this from folks that are getting a hold of me. What does that mean to you? Don't pay too much attention to it right now. You know that some of the things about insurance policy, the contract for this year, it's not going to change anything for this year. What's happening is some of these mandates go away. The latest report that I heard for everybody makes sure an incentive to do that, and then tax breaks in order to get health savings accounts. Think about that concept. So that'll force prices for healthcare to come down. Why? You have a health savings account that you're saving money into. Do you think you're going to pay a little bit more attention to the bill you get when you go to the doctor? Are you going to pay a little bit more attention to the bill you get at the hospital? Because you're going to have to actually write that check out of your health savings account. We're already getting some books on it. Think about that concept. You're getting a spread to put money into the savings account. They go and charge you $85 for, they try to charge twice or double or triple or quadruple what they actually services provided. I'm not saying that they're doing that intentionally. I'm just saying it happens. There's errors all the time. And many people don't even pay those bills. They got a huge bill in the hospital. It went to their insurance company. They say, my copay is X. I'll write that check or I'll set up a payment plan. But they don't scrutinize the bill. I know of a scenario where there was doctor visits, unfortunately, after the patient had already passed along. Now, what would the doctor be visiting for after a couple days after the patient had already died? Those are the type of things you're going to really question and scrutinize a little closer if you're writing a check out of a health savings account. 59% of Americans, though, don't have enough cash to pay for a $1,000 emergency room bill or even a $500 car repair, according to data that was sourced from Bankrate.com. The number one cause of personal bankruptcies and medical bills. Number one cause of personal bankruptcies, medical bills. Got to get rid of or find a solution to that. Wasn't the Unaffordable Care Act supposed to solve that problem? Yeah, I guess they missed that one. Yeah, it didn't really work out too well. Although if you are looking for a job, it looks like Amazon. Very, very interesting. Amazon announcing that they're going to be hiring 100,000 full-time employees in the next 18 months. Very interesting that you see that coming from Amazon, because there was a big battle between the owner of Amazon and the president-elect. Very interesting. Now they're saying that, hey, I got 100,000 jobs that we're going to be having in America. I wonder if it's to try and appease a little bit to stay out of the crosshairs of president-elect and the antitrust issues were threatened again by the president-elect. Amazing. Hey, our representative from California, Maxine Waters, best I have heard her. She was on C-SPAN yesterday. Did you hear her on C-SPAN? I'm going to talk about that when we come back. Interesting, her performance on C-SPAN. I don't say this about Maxine Waters very often. Got to stick around and hear that one. Prices rose 7.1% year over year in real estate, 2016 over 2015. What are we projecting for 2017? We'll talk about it. How to save money for your children's futures and how to pick the right way for retirement, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel, if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1, Ron Siegel, the numeral one, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Go and grab this. There's a lot of professionals that we have working, and almost all of them have something to give you in our gift bag. Text RSR gift bag 79564. RSR gift bag to 79564. Area trusted professionals have all kinds of gifts in there for you. Something that we wanted to bring up today or chat about today, real estate. It's a big conversation that I said in most instances. But here's the numbers. Prices last year, 2016 over 2015, rose 7.1%. 7.1%. That is a national number. What does that mean to you in California? Not a darn thing.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Because when you talk 7.1% over the whole country, we don't live in the whole country. We live in our state alone. What we really want to be doing, say, okay, what is California? California was 5.5% last year. 5.5% was the appreciation in California. Now think about that. Most people in California, most people in the country, do not pay cash for it. Just not the way it works. Sort of a multiplier that goes into it. When you talk 5.5%, if you put down 10% on the property, that means you can multiply the 5.5 by 10, and that's going to give you a return on your cash investment. So you're going to be getting 55% return on your cash investment. Yes, it's 5.5% appreciation on the property, but it's really on the cash investment. Last summer's mortgage rate sparked demand, and with inventories low, the result has been a pickup in home price growth. With mortgage rates high today, expected to go even higher this year, 4.7% year over year by November 2017. Expectation, according to CoreLogic, 8.6% for the state of California. 8.6% is what they're looking at as an expected appreciation, even with interest rates at 4.75% by the end of the year, because that's where so many of the different numbers are coming out. But think about these numbers. If you're talking about 8.6%, why would you be waiting? Just a thought for you. Now, right now, we know that there is a very, very significant shortage of inventory. There's not a lot of homes on market. That's the biggest problem there is. You're looking at rents. I mean, I'm going to post a chart that shows rents since 1988. Median rent since 1988 continues to just skyrocket. Yet, people continue to think that renting is a good idea. Why would you think that? You don't get any tax write-off when you rent. You pay more money when you rent. At the end of 10 years, you're going to have a bunch of bills and nothing to show for it. Whereas if you purchase, say prices don't go up the full 8.6%. Say we only get half of that next year. Remember the multiplier that we just spoke about. So say it's 10 times, putting 10% down. You're still looking at a 40% return on your cash, even so. So why would you think about not buying right now? It's a huge benefit. It's a huge benefit. You control your life. That's the other big issue, is controlling your own life. When I say that, obviously we talk about this. Rent's going up. They skyrocket all the time. So you don't have an increase. If you have a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you're not going to have a rent increase for the next 30 years. You could have a decrease, right? Think about that concept, because a lot of people forget that concept. If interest rates were to drop, there's nothing that says you cannot pull money, you can't refinance or restructure your home loan and take advantage of a lower interest rate. But you're not going to have a rent increase. You're not going to have an increased interest rate off of that 30-year mortgage. So you're not in there. Security. You get to set security parameters of your property. Do you want a security system? Do you need a security system? When you go into a rental, you might have to even be thinking about what happens with. You don't have to worry about that. You already know what the schools are going to be like. I've got a report on any home in the country. Basically, if you go to Nest, just text the word Nest to 79564, N-E-S 79564, you'll be able to get the information on a property. Just put the address pretty want. Where you put in a zip code, and then you put in details. A report is really cool. Not only is it a bunch of pictures, somebody that needs pictures, you know, just looking at the pictures all the time. It's going to tell you some details that are really the important ones that people are asking for on a regular basis. It's going to share with you, where's the local coffee shop? How far are the restaurants? What is school like? That's a biggie. I always loved the idea, because for resale especially, we want to know what are the schools, what's the rating of the schools in the area. So there's what we call a convenience page. It tells you how far is the local closed coffee shop, pharmacy, cleaners, ATM, grocery store. How far is the furthest gas station, the gym, medical services, theaters. All of those items are right there on the report. What is it like yours? Is there a golf course nearby? Are there parks nearby, dog parks nearby? All those things are in these different reports, and it's all free for you. What about restaurants? Obviously, I am looking for the closest restaurants, but the particular property I'm looking at, the home is located near 150. The Motley Price restaurant has an above-average variety of cuisine. So it tells me 53 restaurants that are American-style, 42 Mexican, 18 fast food, 17 Italian, 11 Chinese, 11 delis. And it gives you a price breakdown of all of them as well, from the single dollar to double dollar, triple. You know, it's all that Yelp type goodies. What is the rating of the schools in the area? Again, all of these things cost absolutely nothing. When you go and put in your information, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, you're going to get all this information totally free. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, go and get the gift bag. There's all kinds of information in there from the professionals. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. RSR gift bag to 79564, and we'll get you that gifts from the group. Tell a little bit about the news just before the break, and there's a lot of news, stuff in the news. I was sharing that Maxine Waters. Did you see? you gotta chuckle because you know me, and I'm not one of Maxine Waters' biggest fans, but she was on C-SPAN yesterday. And who knows what she was talking about. She was arguing for the importance of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Better than Kamala Harris, what she was doing yesterday, and we'll talk about that when we come back, but Maxine Waters on the floor of the House of Representatives arguing for the importance of the Securities Exchange Commission, and all of a sudden on C-SPAN, the screen went to some Russian state television. Somehow the feeds got crossed, and all of a sudden they heard jangling music of a feed from RT, a Russian state television network that has been accused of helping its government interfere with the American election. Some so on social media assumed the interruption, which lasted about 10 minutes, had nefarious implications. C-SPAN in the statement had a simpler explanation. It was probably a technical error.
You don't know better than that.
Yeah. But it was good to hear from Maxine Waters in a different language. I'm just saying, I'm not one of Maxine Waters' biggest fans. Similarly, Kamala Harris, the state, you got to love this one. Our new state senator from California, Kamala Harris. Now, she was on, I don't know how she ended up on this committee, but she was grilling the CIA director designate, Mike Pompeo. You ready for this? On whether climate change was a leading national security threat. Really?
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Unbelievable. How Pompeo was able to keep a straight face with this Looney Tune, I have no idea. But his comment was, frankly, as director of CIA, I prefer not to get into the details of climate debate and science. My role is going to be so different from that. It's going to be to work alongside warriors, keeping America safe. Kamala Harris couldn't understand that concept. So she did decide that she wanted to talk about gay marriage and equal pay. That's what she wanted to talk about with the designate for CIA. Equal pay? Really? Now, how many people do you think that the CIA is paying? So when she talks about equal pay from the CIA, is she talking about trying to pay one informant more than another informant? Is that what she was referring to? Unbelievable. I don't know where this lady gets her brains, but I guess I better be careful of that one. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and financial markets when we come back. How to save money for your children's futures, how to pick the right way to save for retirement. We've got a lot still on deck. We will be chatting about it, or you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or you can go right to ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. It's there.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message and is your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, home loan, restructured loan, VA loan, FHA loan, first-time home buyers loan, even the reverse mortgage, our friends at Gold Star have the programs, have the products. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990, and I'd be happy to introduce you to somebody over there that can give you some great information and great education on getting that new home loan for you and your family. Mortgage Minute again, how to save money for your children's future. That is the subject. Pretty easy to have a baby. Average cost of raising a child is $233,610 for a child born in 2015 to age 17, according to a recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Significantly more if you're a high-income earner. When a second child is welcomed into the family, the costs continue to pile up. Hand-me-downs are nice, but parents will likely need to expand their living spaces, update their cars, save for college, and pay for promises like summer camp sessions and the Little League. They put in the report, they call it soccer, but I'm not a big fan of soccer, so I'll just go with Little League. So here are some of the methods. College savings accounts, the 529 plan, if you think your child is going to go to college. Remember, they don't have to take that at any specific time or pull that money out at any specific time. Pretty interesting program there. There are prepaid tuition plans in some instances. Cardell education savings accounts might be another one. My thought is there is make sure that you're getting great advice on how to save for these issues. You got to understand, number one, how is that going to affect your estate? How is that affecting your estate planning? Where are the tax liabilities going to come from? Your child decides that college isn't the right item for them. What happened to the money? All those items are very interesting. My focus on this whole segment, how to save money for your children's future, is there are a lot of different methods, but you need some great counsel on it. Custodial accounts is another one. They're usually managed at a bank or brokerage and placed in the child's name. There are two types of custodial accounts well known for college savings, the Uniform Gift to Minors Act and the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act. But children are not required to use these assets for their schooling if they choose not to when they are no longer minors. Again, be careful on these because once they become of age, if they understand them, and many times they don't because the young people just don't understand, they're not educated or trained in these things, they have access to the money. You also want to understand how these items are going to affect the your child's FAFSA, the financial aid forms that every school needs for grants, for scholarships, for different college funding. Whether you've got the money or not, there are different issues in there. Parents and others should be aware of potential gift taxes, the annual limit, $14,000 per child. Remember, if you want to give your child more than that, married couples can each give the child $14,000. So check into that one. There are different rules, again, for that 529 day. I think you put 5 years worth in right up front if you want to. Talk to your tax professional. They've got all the latest and greatest information. Trust accounts. Parents can also set up trusts for their children. They should work with a great professional. Al Manfrey is who I am sending a lot of folks to. They love his service. And again, remember we talked last segment about the folks that we send out. Try and find some way that they can be a benefit to our listeners. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. There is a coupon in there for a 25% discount for Al's services. And he puts together some great information, great program for you. Again, what you're wanting to do is text RSR gift bag to 79564. There's a coupon in there for Al Manfrey and their trust services. Retirement accounts. Might be unusual to set up a retirement account for your child, but there are benefits. We all know that the earlier you set up the account, the better off you are. So think about that concept. The Roth IRA may be a beneficial one for them. I like that Roth IRA. Think about this concept. If you set up a Roth IRA for your kids, and you do that when your child, you know, 1, 2 years old, put $1,000 in there into one of those accounts that doesn't have a lot of high fees because you don't want to eat up the whole account with fees. Well, think about what that concept does. That's going to give your child the ability to grow that money, but it comes out tax-free the road. Think about that. Tax-free, it grows all those years. You pay taxes now, you put $1,000 after taxes in there. And then watch that grow till they're 40, 50, 60 years old. Think about that. That'll be great. Love that idea. Love that idea for your kids. But remember, again, it's got to fit within the tax plan. Because what if you have a special needs child? Will that affect their benefits that they can claim or that they're entitled to, that they'll need? Interesting. I'm going to share with you the greatest gift of all. No, it's not. We're past Christmas already. One of the greatest gifts a parent can give their children is financial literacy. There is a significant lack of financial education in the U.S. Only 20 states require high school students to take a course in economics, according to a 2016 survey from New York-based financial education advocacy group Council for Economic Education. Only 20 states. Can you believe that? That's why we've had some interesting conversations on the program with Jeff Ball and the charter school that he's working with out in Huntington Beach, giving some great information to the students. We also have Chris Bissonnette comes on from Mass Mutual, I believe, is the name of his company. And he has some tools there as well for financial literacy. Think about some of those. I think there's a great place for them and a tremendous need. I remember talking to some students at one of my son's schools, and they didn't know how to even write a check. Could you imagine that? Graduating from a private school and not knowing how to write a check? Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Remember, you can reach me anytime. We're going to chat in a minute about how to pick the right way to save for retirement. You can reach me anytime. Call our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you have any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-90, the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by our friends over there at Heritage Financial. Give a call to Al Manfrey. He's got some trust services for you. Or you can just text RSR gift bag to 79564. There's a coupon in there, a gift in there for $300 off 25% discount on trust services from our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. Go check it out. Great opportunity for you. So the thought is how to pick the right way to save for retirement. That is our subject of the Word on Wealth segment today, the right way to save for retirement. There's a lot of different ways. A lot of people will have their own solutions for you. And I'm not going to say that there's any one way that's right for everybody. Everybody's got their own methodology. I'm going to share with you some thoughts that I have. The 401k, that's one issue. A lot of people talk about the 401k. I say the only thing I want from a 401k is the match. So if there's a match in your 401k, put in the amount of money to get the full benefit of that match. Think about that concept. Then you got to look and say, okay, what are the other methods of figuring out how to save for retirement? Well, you've got IRAs, you've got self-directed IRAs, you've got Roth IRAs, vehicles. Again, you got to get great guidance. I don't sell any of these. So what about HSA? That's another one of them that's in the list of items. And I'm going to say diversification is a good thing. Rollover IRA. What do you do if you leave a rollover 401k? When you leave a business, what do you do with that 401k that you have when you change jobs? My suggestion, and again, I'm not a financial planner. I'm just telling you personally my opinion here. Yes, I was licensed years ago with Merrill Lynch. I do have the opportunity to talk with financial planners on a regular basis. So maybe I've studied it more than the average bear. So if you want to take the advice, the counsel, obviously you're listening. So there's a good reason for you to do that. And we certainly appreciate you listening. Do not leave your money in a 401k when you change jobs. My recommendation, never leave the money behind. Why don't I want you to leave the money behind? Well, it's very, very simple. They have a set of programs that is geared for that company. When you go and take that money and roll it over into something else, you can have the ability of putting that money wherever you want, obviously within the confines of the law, but you put that money wherever you want to. You can use it however you want to as far as the investments. Now, there are some rules on there. One of the items that I like is withdraw the money. And talk to our friend Al Manfrey about his IRA rescue program. Why would I suggest withdraw the money and look into the IRA rescue program? Well, he'll show you the way it works because obviously you got to do it within the confines of the law. But there are programs where you can grow your money tax-free or tax-deferred. Then you borrow the money as you need it in retirement so you don't have a taxable event and you don't have the required distributions like you have with the IRA and the 401k when turn age 70 and a half. There's a required, why do you have a required distribution at that age? Very simple. The government wants your money. Well, if the government wants your money, then you've got to, how are they going to get it? Well, they're going to get it by going in and taking it. They say, Mr. Jones, you've got a bunch of money in your account, and I don't know the exact ratios and the formulas. It's right around 4%. So say you take $40,000 out of your IRA this year, your 401k this year to meet your goals, your requirements. Well, then all of a sudden with that, you got to pay taxes on it. Whatever tax bracket you're in, and it's hard to manage that. Well, Al's got some programs over at Heritage Financial where you don't have those issues. You don't have that going on. You don't have to take money out when you don't want to. Now, if you've got a 401k and you're of age and you qualify for a reverse mortgage, you age 62 and a half, equity in your property, well, now you can start managing those taxes. Take money from the reverse mortgage from age 62 up until age 70. When you get to 70, that's when you have the required minimum distribution from your qualified accounts. But take that money and pay off some of your reverse mortgage. pay off some of the accrued interest in there. Wow, that gives you a tax write-off, a mortgage deduction to help offset the money that you just were required to take from the mandatory distribution. Think about that. Now, can you take that money again out of the reverse mortgage? Absolutely. That's the whole idea of managing your retirement. That's why you need to have great guidance, great counsel when you're doing these things. It's not because I just want to say to have you go and pay somebody. I don't believe that you have to pay, that should cost you anything when you're going to professionals like this. Why do I say that? Well, here's the idea. If you're going to a trusted professional, the whole focus there is that they're going to make you money. Your return on investment is what we're looking for. Return on that investment. Think about that. So if you get a return on that investment, then you don't have as much of an issue. Just a thought right there. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. Always great information. Chat with our friend Al Manfrey over there. And get a free consultation. He's not going to charge you anything for the consultation. That's just what he does for Ron Siegel Radio listeners. Amazing. So looking more back at the news, we talked about the cost of raising a child. That just startles me, that number, every time I look at that. Moving up to your dream home, should you be doing that now? We've talked about that one as well. Let's see what else we've got going on. The GOP repealing and replacing Obamacare at the same time. Yes, don't worry about that one. I have that question coming into me a lot. Will the GOP be are we going to go back to that same stupid commercial, the same misleading commercial, talking about pushing grandma off the cliff? No, they're not going to do that at all. You don't have to worry about anything along those lines even, because remember this, insurance is a contract. You have a contract, Obamacare or whatever insurance you have gone into your open enrollment with your company. That's a contract. You've got a year within that program. That's why it took so many years to implement the Unaffordable Care Act, is because people had insurance contracts. They said, okay, well, you can keep that contract. I know. If you want to, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Yeah, yeah.
You're absolutely useless.
I know. We couldn't do that at all. Nobody really believed that, did they? Of course not. So the contract for the insurance under the Unaffordable Care Act, if you are on those state programs, it's going to be for a year. You're going to have that issue. It's going to go on for a year. You don't have to worry about anything within that time period. Now, what's going to happen after that? Well, there's going to be all kinds of new programs. So be sure you're keeping tuned to Ron Siegel Radio so you get that contract information, so you get the updates on what's happening on a regular basis. I don't want you to be left out. I do listen to a lot of different news broadcasts on a regular basis to help keep you current on all these issues. Just a little fun in the marketplace. Did you see that the president-elect's daughter and her husband bought a new $5.6 million house? And yes, it's only a couple blocks from where the current president is going to be moving. Just thought that was a little bit of fun right there. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Don't forget, don't miss our high trust senior symposium coming up next Saturday. Text HTSS to 79564 so you get that information as well. And set that first radio preset button. Come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
launch brave.